of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Why don't you love me?
Honey, you better sit down and look around, 'cause you must have bumped your head. And I love you enough to talk some sense back to you, baby. I hate to see you come home, me the kids and the dog is gone. Check my credentials, I give you everything you want, everything you need. Even your friends say I'm a good woman, all I need to know is why.
Why don't you love me? Tell me, baby, why don't you love me? When I make me so damn easy to love. And why don't you need me? Tell me, baby, why don't you need me? When I make me so damn easy to leave. I got beauty, I got class, I got style, and I got it. And you don't need.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Everybody now has a position, it seems. On us that. Either way, I love we can't really feel anymore. Oh no, that spending the night shouldn't be a big deal when we have so many more than one around. But I'll be awake all night, clutching my chest with a heart attack striking. I'll be awake all night, clutching my chest with a heart attack striking.
We'll be right back. right, that was Fine Mist from their forthcoming album Public Domain, the song Heart Attack. You can hear that on the Music Waste MySpace page. And part of the reason I played it is because it's fantastic and because Music Waste is upon us. It started last night. It's sort of in its 16th year. I guess it's been on and off for the past 16 years, and it's going on the next 3 days. So we're going to have a special episode, a Music Waste special here on Dunkin' Donuts today on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from Vancouver. And what makes it extra special is that we have a couple of guests that are coming in for the show. So later on, we're going to have Mac from Makeout Videotape. He's going to play a song or two and do a bit of an interview. But before that, we have Spring Break here. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Duncan.
So why don't you introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Basil Waugh, playing Spring Break. I sing and do a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I'm Gavin Busby, also from Spring Break, and I do all the kind of synthesizers and computer programming and all that kind of fun stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so you guys are a pretty new band. I know that both of you were in a band called Streetlight before. How did Spring Break come about?
Yeah, well, Streetlight was an awesome sort of classic jangly pop band.
Yep.
We all had really sort of prescribed roles.
Right.
So I guess what this is kind of a spring break from that.
So you're going to go back to Streetlight, do you think? Or well, that's an ongoing project?
You know, it's kind of taking a nap right now. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. So we just really wanted to make interesting music that people can dance to and sing along with.
Yeah, for sure. So Spring or Streetlight kind of came to an end, and then this just started in, like, I guess January,
right?
Or something like that. We kind of we decided to just kind of just lay down some tracks and
yeah,
see what happened. So that's where these kind of these new songs came from,
right? And it's pretty weird. I really like it, but it's unusual. Where did the idea for that style of music come about?
Yeah, like I say, I think
just
we
wanted to make people dance.
Yeah, you know what? We just kind of, it's more me and Gavin kind of egging each other on a little bit, sitting, you know, while we're mixing a song, being like, maybe this needs like a 2-minute bongo break. Or, you know, it's just a much looser kind of thing, like where we can just invite friends over and, hey, can you sing? And, you know, for one of the songs that I think we might play, we didn't even know if Justine could sing. And then she lays down this sort of epic diva set of vocals. And then so it's just us kind of having fun, cutting it up and doing what's interesting.
Right. Who else is... So there's three tracks, and they're all available on the website that you guys have. It's springbreak.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
What are some of the other... Who are some of the other people that have helped out with it?
Well, just... it's pretty much just been me and Basil so far. And then our friend of ours, Justine, has come in, and she sang on two tracks out of these three, and she's singing on another track that we're working on right now.
Okay.
So, but for the most part, it's just been the two of us.
Yeah. And we like the idea of, we hope to work with other people too. The more the merrier. We just kind of want to have fun, meet people, and make crazy tracks.
Yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
Well, let's hear one of those crazy tracks. So this is why don't you take Stephanie Myers?
Yeah. So this is Stephanie Myers' 115th Dream. It's our vampire song.
Okay, let's do it.
I need all I want. but it's all I can think about.
The moon reflecting off your necklace.
All I want to do is eat you for breakfast.
Since I took my first taste, I've been a basket. Ever since I took my first taste, I've been a basket. Red wine on your white teeth, oh it tastes so sweet. Ever since I took my first taste, oh it. All it took was one kiss. I need an exorcist. Exorcist. Turn your neck to one side and go take a long drink. Been so good all day. All it took was one kiss. I need an exorcist.
Try not to think about it.
It's all I think about.
The moon reflecting off your necklace.
All I want to do is eat you for breakfast.
All right, that was Stephanie Meyer's 115th Dream. Vampires, you guys have really hit the zeitgeist.
You know what? We actually haven't ever seen... I don't know, have you... I've never read or seen Twilight, but we were... That actually, we were really inspired by Let the Right One In. And oh, I don't know if you recognize the sample that song starts with, but that's the swimming pool scene.
I haven't seen the movie, but I've just heard amazing things about it.
If you're going to see a Swedish teenage vampire movie...
This summer.
That's the one to do it.
Yeah, I've been watching True Blood, which is kind of trashy, an HBO show about vampires, it's pretty fun.
Some of that went to this song also.
Yeah.
You know, Stephanie Meyer Holler, we want to be in the Twilight soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. Get on that cash cow.
Give me or Gavin a call.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a regular listener. Her and her Mormon friends are regular listeners. So you guys had your first practice the other day. I'm not trying to, but and this is going to be your first show in on Friday, right?
Yeah, we're
Saturday.
Yeah,
right,
we're
Saturday.
Playing the Lion's Den for this art show, Music Waste Art Show.
Yeah,
at 8 o'clock. It goes from 8 to 11 at the Lion's Den on like Pender, and it's it sounds pretty arty. It sounds good. It's
well, yeah. Melanie Coles works at Zulu, and she also used to be she used to work here at CITR quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Kate Henderson is also a really cool lady, and I think they both curated the show that you're playing.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The art sounds cool. It's like large scale, high contrast art.
Yeah.
And there's going to be visuals, and we're going to be doing our thing along with Prophecy Sun is going to be playing after us.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's gonna be really exciting for sure, but we did get one practice in.
So what does your what have you got planned for your live show? I know Cam Reed, who's one of the founders he's one of the big organizers for Music Waste. He has a kind of a similar project that is very much done in the recording. And had to kind of develop a live show for Babe Rainbow. What sort of live show do you guys have planned?
Yeah, it's emerging.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
It's going to be, it's going to be a mixture of live and recorded stuff.
Cool.
I'm going to be singing lots. We're going to have some pre-recorded vocals to make it a little bit crazier.
Yeah.
Gavin's going to be playing some live stuff. And we're going to be dancing.
Is Justine going to be there to sing along?
She has four wisdom teeth getting pulled out the day before our show. So we're going to... I'm still trying to peer pressure her.
Yeah, exactly.
If she can maybe show up with bandages on her face or something. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Sounds like a tall tale to me anyways.
That's going to be a game time decision.
Yeah. Hopped up on T3.
Well, we will crazy. Too.
Cool. Well, anything else people should know about spring break? Are you guys, very early in the game still, but are you guys hoping to kind of put together a bunch of songs for an album or do more shows later this summer or just see how it goes?
More shows for certain.
Yeah.
I'd love to play more shows. And I don't think... I think working on small batches of songs, working on just, one or two songs here and there is probably the way that I'd like to keep on doing this too.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to collect a huge amount of songs and then work on them. I'd rather just try and work on things as they come up.
Yeah.
As we get ideas.
Yeah, we just kinda wanna crank out songs once a month, put it on our website, download it, and just kinda keep on going, having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to, and this is kind of a silly question, but Bandcamp. You guys were the first band that I saw to use Bandcamp. How did you guys find out about that?
Well, you know what? We just wanted something super simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of liked how, everyone has a MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find it's really hard to download stuff off MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And we just really wanted people to be able to, right away, if they like the song, put it on their iPod and sort of bang it walking around. So, and we did spend a little time with, I spent a couple hours doing the artwork for each of the song.
Right.
And you can see it on Bandcamp so much better than MySpace. Seriously, MySpace is the ugliest website.
Yeah, I'd say about 80% of the reason for doing the Bandcamp was for aesthetic reasons.
Right.
Just because...
It's great.
I barely even want to go to MySpace pages
because
it's so brutal on the eyes. So that was a big part of it.
Yeah, and we kind of, we were still really new, so we just kind of wanted to keep a certain amount of mystique.
Keep it splashy. Yeah, no one knows what you look like. I'm so fortunate.
So handsome.
Let me tell you, ladies.
Really,
and everyone.
Really well
very dressed. Handsome men. Yeah. That voice is connected to it. Right? The face you'd think it would be. All right, well, I think... do you want to play another song?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you've got two other songs. Do you want to hear Doo-Wamp or Cuckoo? What would be your preference?
Let's do Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Yeah, sure.
All right, featuring some very cool... is it not Truffaut, Godard-inspired artwork?
Thank you, yes. That was that's my Photoshop, my one-hour Photoshop skills at its finest.
It looks great.
Well, it's one of my favorite movies, and it's from Pierrot Le Feu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is Peter the Crazy, I guess. So it connects with going cuckoo.
Cuckoo, right. All right, here we go. Here's Cuckoo.
Fingers, can't you catch? 'Cause I'm throwing myself at you.
I'm going.
Need one drop to drink. I don't wanna be one of those people in leather, but I can't wait forever and ever and ever and ever. I'm going cool, 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 cool. And like a North American football, I want to touch down on you.
On you.
I'm going coo 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 coo.
Northeast is back, taking over Toronto June 14th to June 20th. 7 days and nights, 50 venues, 650 bands. From 25 countries and dozens of genres. These bands have just been announced. Iggy and the Stooges.
I am a passenger.
The Raveonettes. De La Soul.
Potholes in my lungs.
Mudhoney.
Here comes sickness! Here comes!
Les Savis Fav.
7 seconds, he'd be dead!
Sloan.
Ill place trust.
And hundreds more. Plus 40 of the year's best music-related films. All of this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale in stores and online. Check out www.nxne.com for tickets and full festival info. North by Northeast, when music takes over.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart.
Will disappear. To call it justice would be just a crime. Vandals summoned to bait the crowd, whose appetite for blood was only drowned out by a hunger for amends. Would they please take mercy on the prodigal sons? They only went down to the slums to get caught. And the girls admit that they weren't hoping to pass by even vaping the old masters. Hallelujah. Giving to the penitent years, a couple decades late. Who cares? There's no remorse if the winners take the bribe. Weeping statues on the mound attract a circus. While in town, the showgirls drag themselves out to the pool. Would they please have sympathy for being so cruel to the critics who were true to their words? The reviews are in and the actors are out, but they will still outlive the orphans. Seemed okay. So they ripped the nails out of their coffins and ran into the wilderness where minstrels sang and every virgin was a dragon. There was reason for a hallelujah.
All right, that was Rollmock from the Geographing Records 7-inch, split 7-inch with Apollo Ghosts, with the song The Penitent Years. Before that, we heard Shane Turner Overdrive with his song Wigs, Half Chinese with their song Boomerang, Double Dragon with the song Time Traveler, and at the top, we heard Spring Break with their song Cuckoo. All of those bands are appearing at Music Waste. It's happening this weekend. Lots of great shows. Just tons of stuff. So go check out discorder.ca. There's a program guide up there, and you can also go to musicwaste.ca to see the schedule. Mac from Makeup Videotape.
Hi.
Hey, you're in the studio now?
Yeah,
it's on. It's going.
Cool.
So we'll maybe play Don't worry about it. Okay. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, and we'll have a chat, and maybe you've got a guitar, so hopefully you can hear some songs. Okay, cool. So we're going to hear Petroleum Byproduct and their song Gangrene, and then we'll be back in a minute here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival between June 30th and July 3rd, coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. This year's festival promises to be another success with over 200 bands, films, comedy, and art shows. With an independent film festival between June 24th and the 29th, there's sure to be something for everyone.
The music shows will take place at different venues across the city, with the main site located at the Olympic Plaza between July 2nd and 3rd. That's the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta, between June 30th and July 3rd. Buy your tickets, and for more info, visit www.sledisland.com.
All right, that's an ad for another music festival, Sled Island, happening in Calgary towards the end of June, which Makeup Videotape will also be playing at.
Yes.
Yes. So, Mac, how you doing?
I'm okay, a little tired. Haven't woken up this early in a long time.
I really appreciate you coming all the way out here.
No problem.
I know it's a big trek. So, you're going to be playing Music Waste. Have you played Music Waste before?
Yeah, we did it last year for the first time. Cool. It was like one of our first shows, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool. They got really... It was a lot of good press last year, so I was pretty happy.
Awesome.
And this year should be really good, too.
Cool.
I like doing it.
And who's on the bill with you guys?
I believe it's Needles and Pins in this band called Coban.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That used to be something else, but...
I'm not sure. We played with them once before. We played with Needles and Pins a couple weeks ago, too. So.
Cool.
I think it should be a good show.
And it's a bit later, so if people are at other shows, they can
really late.
Yeah,
I think
it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, they billed us for 2 a.m. and we'll probably go later than that. Yeah. So I'm going to be really drunk at that point.
That's fun. Yeah. And you're heading out on tour right after that.
Yeah, on Sunday or Monday. We're kind of having trouble getting it all put together, but
right.
We'll be gone. So,
yeah. And who are you touring with?
Walter TV.
Cool.
And they're playing Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
With World Club and some other bands. I'm not really sure. Oh, I think it's at the new Cobalt or whatever.
917.
917. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And what's your tour going to look like? I checked out your website and there's a bunch of TBA dates.
Yeah.
You're just going to try it?
I haven't really. We have most of it finished up. I just haven't really been updating it. I took it all down too because of the sneak across the line that we have to do on Sunday. But I don't know. We're going down the West Coast through like LA and San Francisco and stuff. Then I think around, cut over like around pretty south, like maybe Austin, Houston area, that kind of stuff. And then we go up Midwest a little bit, then cut over towards like Philly and New York and stuff. So
right. Cool.
We pretty much did the exact same thing a month ago. Yeah. I'm ready to go again, I guess.
Good. And you're playing Big Sur?
I'm not sure if
okay,
are
you trying to crash the Woodsist Festival? Is that what that is?
Or? I don't really know. It's those guys' plan. They just really, I don't even know if they know about the Woodsist Festival. They were just like, they think it's a really beautiful place.
It is very beautiful.
Yes.
But yeah, I guess Woodsist Records are putting on a big show there at the Henry Miller Library.
Oh, crazy.
Who's in the, who else is in the band?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right.
I know you've had a bit of,
first it was me and this guy, Alex. Then after the first tour, he was too broke to come back here, so we stayed in Edmonton for maybe 5 months or something. So this girl, Jen, started playing with me. She plays in other bands, too. She plays in a band called Puberty from Calgary. And then Alex came back, and he went on a tour with me, but I didn't really want to kick Jen out because I like her. So now Alex plays bass, and she plays drums. But on this tour, neither of them could make it, so I'm going, and Joe from Ultra TV, who drums, is going to drum with me, and then this girl, Crystal, from Victoria, who plays in a band called My Friend Wallace, is going to play bass, so... Yeah, it's always changing.
Cool, make it happen.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Cool. Do you feel like playing a song?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah.
All right.
How does it sound? Sounds okay?
It sounds great, yeah.
This song is called Because I'm a Boy. And maybe it'll come out on our next thing. But I don't know when that's coming out.
Okay.
With a heart like mine, could she be with a boy like me? And I'll be okay living this way. 'Cause I'm a boy. When she's near, things become so clear that I need she. Oh, and she need me. I need time. I know I'll be fine. 'Cause I'm a boy. 'Cause I'm a boy. 'Cause I'm a boy.
Nice stuff. So that hasn't been released yet?
Well, I put it out on this CDR. But I don't know. I didn't even really give anybody the CDR. A whole bunch of people in the States have it, but I don't think most people in Vancouver ever heard it. So
Heatwave was put out as a CDR by Unfamiliar, or
I just made it in my garage last year around this time, I guess, and then I just photocopied a bunch of crap and at Kinko's and gave it out to everybody, and now it's like Unfamiliar has it up for download, so
And then Weird Meats came out kind of.
I think it's still coming. They have like an official release. I don't know, but a whole bunch of people already have the 7-inch, so I've been selling it and stuff. So it's out there, but it's not out. I guess I don't.
Yeah, really. It was like part of a download with the 7-inch.
Heatwave was like they put a bunch of the songs on, I guess, or maybe they're using the. Really have no.
And then
idea
Flooded Desert. Do you know?
Flooded Desert is. There's a funny story behind that. There's no such thing as Flooded Desert. I actually gave that yellow CD to my friend Tom from Edmonton.
Yeah,
he actually works at CJSR, and I hadn't uploaded it to the iTunes database or whatever yet. So he uploaded it, changed all the song names, and changed the title of the album. And a whole bunch of blogs are like, make up videotapes, new release, Flooded Desert. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's crazy. So I don't know.
Okay. And is there a plan? So Weird Meats is kind of the next thing that's going to happen with Unfamiliar.
Well, it's already happened. I mean, they're out. A bunch of people all over Canada have them. And then I think they're up for download off, or not download, but you can buy them off. I don't remember what the company is. One right there.
Red Cat Records had them.
Red Cat's they're around here. A bunch of people in the States have them from when we toured with Dirty Beaches. But that's out, and it'll come out soon, I guess. And then we have almost a full new album recorded. So I don't know. This they made me wait. Way till it's out. Don't show anybody. And I was like, okay. Right. But the new stuff, I just want to
get it out there.
Look, here you go. So I'll probably sell some CDRs of it in States on tour and stuff. So put it on the internet. We'll see what's up though.
So you grew up in Edmonton, is that right? And I'm a big fan of Arbutus Records.
Oh, yeah,
and
Sean Savage guy.
Okay, yeah. So did you grow up with him? Is that
Sean? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I met him when I was in early high school, I guess. And I loved the guy. He was great. He's kind of a nut job. I love it, though.
It seems that way.
He's really great. Yeah, I grew up with him. Those guys in the band Peace were all really close with him, too. Okay. So I met those guys in Edmonton. The Silly Kissers, I met in Edmonton, too. They're from there. Who else is? Just thinking of the Montreal scene.
Mm-hmm.
Cadence Weapon does stuff with those guys. I met him there. We're pretty good friends now.
You played a bunch of shows with Silly Kissers.
Every time we go to Montreal, I think we usually play with them. Sean, not so much, because he does kind of a more mellow thing now. But I'd like to play with Sean at some point again. We played with him when he came here. But I don't know. The Silly Kissers, I don't think they're going to be in Montreal this next time around, but there's a couple other guys out there that we really like to play with. This band, Ton Starts Bandit. Have you heard?
No.
They're really good.
Time Starts Bandit?
Ton, I don't know. It's TonStartsBandit. I asked one of the guys, where did that name come from? He's like, I don't know, man. It just came to me one day. All right, man.
Whatever.
But they're really, really great. They're actually coming out here soon with a band from Baltimore called Run DMT, who's actually really, really good too. So
cool.
Keep your eyes peeled.
I will. You want to play another song, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. We've got time.
Yeah. Let's see. This song is called Gone, Gone, Gone.
Gone, Gone, Gone.
New stuff. I don't think anybody's really heard the recording yet. And I don't know if this will really sound like it, but we'll see how it goes. Let's see. It's hard to say goodbye, darling, you know I'm not keen on sticking round long. At least you'll have this song for when I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone, gone.
just can't say goodbye. You know how much I loved you. Baby, please come home soon. You know that I'll be blue when you're gone, gone, gone. When you're gone, gone, gone. When you're gone, gone, gone. When you're gone, gone, gone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nice stuff.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, a special Music Waste episode featuring Makeout Videotape. And I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include Friday night, Shad with Grand Analog, Friday the Sadies with the Pack, Saturday Red City Breakout and the Late Show's Glory Days, and Monday DeLorean with guests. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Do you want to play a song off of one of your albums or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Can I plug this thing in? Would that work?
It might be a bit of a pain. I've got like Weird Meats and Heatwave here, so is there anything off of that?
Yeah, play maybe Lasagna Sunset from Weird Meats.
Lasagna Sunset. Good. Okay. Here we go. This is from the new-ish, kind of almost out EP.
Something like that, yeah.
Lasagna Sunset.
7-inch, yeah.
By Makeout Videotape.
Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obiju, Man Man, Konono Number One, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
All right, you're back with CITR here. So, Mac, from Makeout Videotape, maybe one more song?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else people should know about Makeout Videotape? Check out the MySpace for some songs and stuff like
check
that.
Check us out. Send me an email if you like it, and I'll send you whatever you want.
Very cool.
Yeah, no money involved. This song is called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York, and it's not by me, it's by Harry Nilsson, but we recorded it on the first CDR.
I I said goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my friends gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll be free, Lord, here in New York City. Woo-hoo. Well, I said goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my friends gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll be free here, Lord, here in New York City.
Bravo.
What a showman.
Yeah, shit.
Thanks so much, Mac. That was fantastic. Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in.
No problem. Anytime.
And have fun at Music Waste.
I will.
Have fun on tour.
Yeah.
Good luck with it all.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to play a song that you actually donated to the comp that we did last year.
Oh,
Talk
really?
With Me, Baby.
Oh, really?
I
haven't heard that one in a while.
Okay, cool. Mac was nice enough to let us put that on compilation. So let's give that a listen.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this for today's Dunkin' Donuts. Check back with us next Thursday. Thanks again to my guests, Makeup Videotape and Spring Break. Make sure to get out to Music Waste. It's going to be the best weekend of the year. And we're going to close things off with some Paula Ghost from their new album, Mount Benson. And stay tuned. Tim is coming up with We All Fall Down, and then Robin with Ink Studs, and Mariev with French Connection. Great afternoon here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's go.
To a friend that has been through a war, who has suffered and lost and been shot before, I know that I never understand. And I know that these wounds are still sore. You have seen things that were meant to be seen. I know that I never held your hand. Pull the missile right out of your heart. See the flames that will burn through the sky that's lost in the night. Oh well, I haven't heard this before. You've been through that war. Now from this bunker I can see it's the girl that sings for me. Suffered and lost and been shot before, I know that I never understand. Oh, the look on your trembling face. See the shadows and sensitive grace that burns in your eyes. Oh, no, I haven't heard this before. Oh, but I've been